that gives you all the tools of the language. This gives you the open door to step in and to walk in to the language, which will be an experience of great enjoyment. It also opens the doors into reading, and it will be important for you to start reading, and you will be amazed how well you will be doing. And it would be good to read maybe magazine where you will find interviews, and because in interviews you have the spoken language. And I would strongly recommend for you to spend 10 minutes a day, even if you're tired, even if you don't seem to get anything. But just the continuity of 10 minutes a day will be very, very useful, much more useful than spending a few hours once a week. Try to read things that you're interested in. Don't make yourself read something which will bore you. Keep reading and you will get the gist of it. That is good enough. Because the more you read, the more everything will fall into place. As far as vocabulary is concerned, try not to use the dictionary, except if there's a word that is of key importance for the understanding of a whole paragraph. But you will see words that reappear 4, 5 times, 6 times, that will be an assurance for you that those are words that are in common usage. After 5, 6 times, you will have a good idea what it means, but then it will motivate you also to look it up in the dictionary, because you will have the assurance that it is a word in common usage, because otherwise in reading, if you start looking up words, you may have words that will never be used again, or very rarely, and will not necessarily be in common usage. You know in English what not to look up, but you don't know in another language. So your only insurance that you will have words that are in common usage and important to look up and to know are words which you will see 5, 6, or 7 times. Again, it has been a great pleasure for me to be with all of you, and I hope that we will continue again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
End of recording 4.